put the cool over to see. Next morning, had to wait and sold it down. And that, cutting it open, get the insides out, took everything except the shoulders and the hams and the middlings, you see. I took everything out of that, took everything out, you see. Left nothing in there. And they took the ribs out and took the backbone out, you see, and all that kind of stuff. When they cut it up, got all the bone out of it. And then we took the ham and most always unjointed it and put salt down in that joint and ground up sometime apart all the shoulders and sausage with what strippings they had. Mm-hmm. And took the fat off for the what fat there was for the lard and cooked it out. And cut up some of the middling sometime in the fat and cooked it out for lard, you see.
Did you ever use the different organs? Did you ever eat the different, the heart and the liver? And
we didn't always eat liver,
no,
didn't
we? We give all that to the knickers.
We got help there. We right. Just, didn't eat the lung, didn't eat the lights, didn't eat the heart. And always, back then, the nigger worked for all day long, hugging just for the scraps to see what he was going to give him, the feet and the head, ears, things like that.
What did they use the the head for? How did they?
They made souse out of that. Most old folks made souse out of it. And of course, you cut up a lot of it and get the fat off of it. And then the lean off of it, you cut it up, you split it open through the sideways first and get the jaws separated, and then you split the head part of it out and get the brain, you see. We always eat the brain, like the brain with eggs, you see, over the morning. And then cook it and get the meat off of it and throw the bones to the dogs and things like that, you see.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about haslet or heslet?
We never did make any chitlin. A lot of folks like intestine made chitlins. We never did like that. We never did have any chitlin.
Mm-hmm. I see. The this part of the
jowl, yeah. You take a lot of folks take that and cook turnip greens and collards and things with that. You see.
You used to do that.
Yeah, you could do that. But heaps of times that's all right. Cook up with. With lard, you see, it's fat, it's pure fat, it's cooked up in the lard.
You're meant to ask your wife while she was here. I wonder, you remember anything that you used to make out of cornmeal?
The meal they make hominy out of the grains of corn, and she made that not too long ago, made hominy out of the grains of corn. Mm-hmm. Take that and get some lye, mere war lye ashes. Now, I believe the last time she made any, she got some ashes out of the fireplace and put it in a sack. And put it in the pot with a shell of corn and boiled it till the husk could come over the corn, you see. And then took it out and washed it and cleaned it all up and made hominy out of that. The grain of corn with the kernel out of it and the husk off of it, you see. Make good hominy that way. But we never did make anything out of it. Now she made what you call crackling bread. All that skin out of the middlings and the cutting up of meat that she cooked lard out of. She put that in the pot and boiled it down to just the cracklings, you see, and then all the lard come out of that. Then she'd take those cracklings and skim the, strain the grease out of it back into the pot, and she'd slay the cracklings over into another vessel. Then she'd take those cracklings and grind them up or mash them up and make them in cornbread, and they call it crackling bread, you see.
I see.
That was good. She didn't get too much and get too greasy.
Did you ever have anything here that you called a corn dodger?
I don't remember that.
Or corn dumplings?
Yeah. No, she cooks corn muffins sometimes. Make it up and mix a little flour with it and cook it in muffin pans that eats mighty good with corn and with a little bit of flour mixed with it. Mm-hmm.
Did you make any anything called hoe cake?
Yeah, made hoe cakes out of, no, pancakes out of flour. I don't know what that hoe cake is made of. Pancakes were made out of batter of flour and fried, you see, and turned over and fried the other side.
I see, but you always use flour for that.
Yeah, use flour for that all together. And use that with syrup. Now, we made lots of sorghum crops and also some Louisiana cane crops while we were here, during the time of the year. And we always had plenty of molasses to go with anything like that that we wanted.
You sell some. You worked on